Hello and welcome to Now Hear This. I'm your host, Dan Messick. Now Hear This will take an in-depth look at some of Northwest BC's most pressing issues, the challenges they present, and the possible solutions developed right here at home. This podcast was made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. On today's episode, salmon are the lifeblood of the Skeena watershed. These are not just fish, but elite athletes of an underwater world, swimming thousands of kilometers across the Pacific Ocean, surviving the harshest challenges, only to return to whence they came, spawn, and die. However, in recent years, salmon numbers across all watersheds are becoming increasingly dismal. In the past 5 years, Northwest BC has seen some of the worst salmon returns on record, alarming many who've relied on salmon for sustenance and culture. Although harder times may still be ahead for these prized emperors of the sea, new research exploring their historical abundance and diversity is shedding light on how plentiful salmon once were in the Skeena watershed, how severe the decline in numbers really is, and perhaps what we collectively can do to sustain their numbers for future generations. This past summer, I had an opportunity to accompany Michael Price, a conservation scientist and PhD candidate with the Earth to Ocean Research Group at Simon Fraser University, as he undertook his field work. Price's research focuses on the influence of climate, fisheries, and salmon enhancement programs on changes in population dynamics of Skeena sockeye salmon over the last century. Our first stop in the Upper Bulkley watershed was to collect water samples, which can be analyzed to determine what species of salmon may be in Bulkley Lake. This work will help Price better understand the current distribution of Skeena sockeye throughout the entire watershed.
Now hear this. Now hear this.